You're listening to episode 73 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Catherine Arnston.
Once you start working with algae, you don't want anything else because the best way to describe it is you just feel fresh. You feel alert. You feel ready. You feel like you've had a great night's sleep and you don't want to stop.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hand and welcome to the Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we dive into what makes an awesome lifestyle. From relationships to money mindset, nutrition to fitness, emotional health to peak performance, we bring you on an amazing journey to unleashing your human potential. So here's a little bit about our guest today, Catherine. She has a 30-year career as an international attaché for the Canadian and British governments, publisher of an international magazine and founder of three startups. But in 2009, when her younger sister was diagnosed with breast cancer and advised by her oncologist to change her diet to an alkaline one because of it would help her heal, Catherine put her career on hold to help her sister. In the process, she discovered algae, the most alkaline, nutrient-dense plant in the world that no one seemed to know about. Catherine knew algae would be a game-changer for the world if she could just help Americans understand it. And Energy Bits was born. So here is Catherine to tell you more about algae, Energy Bits, and her story. Okay, everyone, we have Catherine in the locker room today, the founder, the CEO of, all of you have to know this, Energy Bits. Come on, this is the coolest stuff on the planet. It's been around for a long time. Well, not the company, but
the algae, right?
So welcome.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Yes.
So what I'd love to have you do to start, our guests love hearing and learning a little bit about who we get to interview, you know, your story. So how do you come from, you know, I don't want day one, we don't need like the birth process type of thing going, but you know, where did Energy Bits come from?
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone ever plans to start working with algae. I mean, people think of it as pond scum, but believe me, it's not. It's a nutritional rock star. So I do have an interesting story. I am Canadian, but I've lived in Boston for 25, 30 years. And I grew up in Canada, all my education, MBA and all that jazz. And I had a corporate career moving along quite nicely. And then my younger sister in Canada developed breast cancer. And her oncologist recommended that she change her diet to an alkaline diet because it would help her heal. Now, they didn't tell her why it would help her or what it was. So when she got home, she called me up, big sis, because I'm a really good researcher. And she says, what's an alkaline diet? What should I do? And I said, I have no idea, but I will find out. Don't you worry. And I did some deep dives. And it's basically a plant-based diet because of all the chlorophyll and the phytonutrients that help build your immune system. And she was going to go through chemotherapy. So that does put a lot of pressure on your immune system. So she did change her diet. She went through chemo. 10 years later, knock on wood, she's still cancer-free. So her life changed. And then my life changed too, because I started reading about all this plant-based diet. Now, this was almost 10 years ago. Nobody was talking about plant-based diet. Vega wasn't even around at that time. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, someone's got to tell the world about this. And I scratched my head. I thought, okay, I guess I will.
That's you.
So I know. So I gave up my 25-year corporate career. I had no nutrition knowledge at all other than the books I'd read. I got a certificate in health coaching from a school called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which mm-hmm. a lot of people know about. It's a fantastic school. I was one of the last classes that were live. So that gave me at least a certificate. And then since then, which has been 9 years, I've basically just taught myself all about biochemistry and nutrition and blah, blah, blah. But when I graduated, I taught nutrition for a year. I put a curriculum together and I gave the lectures, for free at hospitals, corporations, basically anybody who would let me in.
Wow.
So I could teach people how to eat greens and be more healthy. But what I found out was everybody knows they need to be healthier, but most people either don't like greens, or it's too much work, or they don't have the time. So I thought, well, how can I save the world if, you know, I can't get anybody to eat more greens? Mm-hmm. So that's when I pivoted, as they like to say in the business world. And I thought, I've got to find something that's green, that's easy, that's fast, that's not messy, that doesn't taste green. It's like, you'd think the impossible, right?
Of course.
But I just tried, you know, researching on Google, and I would take green powders to my health club and give them to my friends. Okay, would you take this? And it was no. And then when I found that algae, I circled back to algae and thought, wow, it's green. It actually has the most nutrients in the entire world. It's a quote from NASA. It's 1,000 times more nutrients than any other fruit or vegetable. You don't taste it if you swallow it. I gave it to my friends. I said, would you try this? They took it. They said, sure. I said, okay, that's it. And that was in 2010. And I thought that I am devoting the rest of my life to algae, because the more I learned about it, it is a rock star. It is a game changer, and it has every nutrient in it, including all that magnificent chlorophyll and K2 and protein. And we'll get into the details, but that's how I found algae. And then we just went through multiple packaging reiterations and website reiterations. And then I was on Shark Tank, and, you know, things started evolving, and we're finally now starting to get noticed, but it's been almost 10 years. Yeah. Mind you, to put it in context, algae's been around for 3.5 billion years.
That's it.
So yes, and I've only been working on it for 10. So, you know, I'm a work in progress, but algae is the real deal. The first plant life on Earth 3.5 billion years ago. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah. So it's neat. You know, I don't know if I've met you a couple times before, but I definitely met you, you know, maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
A month ago.
Yeah. At Calgary. Right.
Yeah. But I've met your product before. And it's pretty powerful. And I've only had it now, more regularly since our last meeting.
Yes.
And it is pretty awesome. You know, I've been used to taking powdered greens or blending stuff in my Vitamix that, you know, looks like Mother Earth, you know,
yeah.
tastes like lawn or whatever it is. And this stuff is pretty powerful. And there's like different lines that are designed to help do different things, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm not the expert in this. That's why I have you here.
Yeah.
And I think it's super neat that you went from like this super corporate rock star to become self-taught, and why that's really powerful. And I think anybody listening will find value just in, you know, when you find purpose, what can happen.
Oh yeah. Well, right. this is, there's no question. This is why I'm here on Earth. There is no question. And that's why when I was on Shark Tank, they made fun of me because I wasn't a billion-dollar company yet. And they said, when are you going to give up? And I said, I'll never give up. Are you kidding? Because this is so important. And when you start to understand what it does for your body, you'll be as passionate. And when you feel as great as you do, I gave a talk a month ago at the low carb conference in, West Palm. And then people came up and asked me questions. And the last question came from a gentleman who was, I think, about 87, almost 90. And he said, do you think I can take this too? And I said, it's never too late to feel great.
No, really?
Absolutely. You should be taking this.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get into a little bit more into the nerdiness, but I'll put some pictures up on social media, but I took the wellness version. Which is the spirulina, right?
Right.
You know, how early can someone actually take this? I chewed them. You know, I looked like I had green teeth, you know, when I was up with you at the Cal Jam. But these I just took with water. But how early can you actually start taking these?
Well, maybe I'd like to separate the two, tell people about the two algae, because they're a little different about when you should take them. So there are about 15,000 strains of algae, and all of them will, other than the two that we're going to talk about, will pretty much make you sick. So please don't stick your tongue in your swimming pool or your pond next door.
So my fish pond, I shouldn't be like, putting a straw in? Okay.
Not a good thing. The two main algae are spirulina and chlorella. And the other thing before we get into the detail of them is I want people to know that this is a crop. Algae is not a supplement. It's a crop no different than tomatoes or kale or broccoli. And it's grown hydroponically. So it's grown in water, fresh water. It's not grown in the ocean. So there are no toxins from the ocean because it's not grown in the ocean. That's seaweed. We're talking about algae, which is a freshwater agricultural crop. And it is such a large crop in Asia, and I can send you some photos. It's almost as big as the beef industry is here. That's how big an industry wow. is in some of these countries. Wow. Yeah, it's enormous. So again, this is not some little backyard project that someone has. These companies have been growing algae as a crop for 50 or 60 years. It's very difficult to grow. It's carefully maintained. So it's the most important thing is to know at least ours is safe. There's a lot of algae growing in China. I cannot speak for the safety of those ones. Those are the cheap ones that you get at Target and Trader Joe's. So I will also make the distinction that everything we do is very carefully cultivated, very carefully monitored, tested, and all the nutrients are preserved. But that's not the case with all algae. So let's circle back about the two algae. So there's spirulina, which is a blue-green algae and was technically the very first algae plant life on Earth, although I'm pleased to tell your listeners that it's actually not even a plant. It's a bacteria. Now, even up to five years ago, I would not have told this to people, but fortunately, the world is now recognizing how important bacteria are. We actually have more bacteria in our bodies than we do cells. So spirulina has no cellulose wall, no nucleus, it's called a cyanobacteria. The reason why that's important is because it's absorbed into your body almost instantly. Oh. And this is why athletes love it so much.
Cheers.
Yes, exactly. So if you swallow it, it gets absorbed about 10 minutes. If you chew it, it's absorbed almost instantly. Now, when I started the company, I picked the blue color because it was a blue-green algae. So if you ever forget which algae you want, the one called Energy Bits gives you energy because it's the blue-green spirulina. And spirulina gives you mental energy, physical energy. And I can go through some of the top notes about why that happens, because I used to give talks at triathlon clubs and they would say, how could something with one calorie per tap, because there's only one calorie per tap, give me energy? Now, these are people that were trained on carbs, right? And yeah. led to believe, and when you are an athlete or just a regular Joe, when you're running on carbs, when you run out of carbs, you fatigue or bonk, as they say in the marathon world. But algae doesn't have any sugar and has zero net carbs. It's just fat and protein and 40 other vitamins and minerals. So if you're fat adapted, it's perfect if you're, because it's ketogenic. But also when you're just a regular athlete, it gets into your body and you don't bonk because, again, there's no carbs and there's no sugar and there's no chemicals. So it doesn't upset your stomach, which is another big problem for athletes. They get all these chemicals in their stomach and then they get diarrhea and cramps and it's not pretty. So that never happens with the algae. So the reason I wanted to tell you all that is because I've done some research and I had read earlier that in Japan, when babies cannot digest mother's milk, the only things, especially preemies, the only thing that keeps them alive is spirulina in water.
Oh, wow.
And I used to, and like they've tried rice milk, they've tried almond milk, they've tried everything, and the babies just die. But they will flourish when they're given the spirulina in water. And for years, I wondered, why is that? And then a couple of years ago, I saw a nutrient profile of mother's milk, colostrum, and it showed all the amino acids, and I thought, gosh, that looks awfully familiar. And sure enough, I went back to the nutrient profile of spirulina and it's virtually identical. It's the same amino acids in the same proportion, and then it also has something called GLA, which is gamma-linolenic acid, which is also very high in mother's milk. In fact, the only place that has more GLA than spirulina is mother's milk, because it's a essential fatty acid and it's necessary for the baby's brain development. And, the baby's brain doubles or triples in size after birth. So spirulina, you can't have mother's milk after the age of two. So where else are you going to get this, GLA? You get it in small quantities from places like borage oil, but then you cheat yourself from all the other nutrients that you find in spirulina. So that's why we tell people it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Spirulina can be given to newborns. We have customers who give it to their 2 and 3 month year olds, or whether you're a senior and you're 90 years old. And the rule of thumb for children is we tell them to give them the same number of tablets as their age. So if they're one, give them one a day. If they're two, two a day, until they get up to an adult's and then you age, and then you can give them the full portion. We generally say a single size of a portion is 30 tablets, because it took me years to get to that number. I kept trying with different quantities, but once we hit 30, virtually everybody would feel energized. They would be mentally and physically, they would be more alert. Their hunger would go away. But we tell people, look, if you get the energy that you need and the focus that you need from a smaller quantity, because some people do, that's fine. Just pay attention to your body. So just to recap, spirulina, blue-green algae, gives you energy, first plant life on Earth, no cellulose wall, it's actually bacteria, gets absorbed instantly, no stomach distress. And to show you how important spirulina is, the United Nations held a global conference on spirulina algae in 1974. And I have the paper to show, I can send you. And they declared spirulina the answer to world hunger then, that's 40 years ago, because it has the highest concentration of protein in the world.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool. And even NASA says it has 1,000 times more nutrients than anything else. So, and you know, it's eco-friendly, it's sustainable. I mean, I could talk for hours about why spirulina is so remarkable.
But so can I interrupt for 1 second? The reason, well, I asked how young, I have a 7-month-old nephew.
Oh, there you go.
Who's the son of a professional golfer, and he's going to probably grow up to be some superstar. So I was thinking, well, how early can he actually start this stuff?
Absolutely.
So you would just say, take a tablet and crunch it in water?
Yeah, crunch it up. And if you want to be safe, when the child starts eating food, then you can, if you want to hold back, that's fine too. We do have mothers that are giving it to them in their water formula.
Okay.
It'll turn the water blue. It's great for moms who are nursing, because then the baby also gets the nutrients.
Way cool.
So that might be the best way to start now.
Okay.
Awesome. Now,
thank you.
You're very welcome.
That was my selfish bit right there. I'm sorry.
No, like, we want everybody. It's unbelievable what this stuff does for your health and your brain and your body. So that's spirulina. The other algae we want to talk about is called chlorella, and we call ours recovery bits because it helps you recover your health. Spirulina is an energizing sort of hunger food algae. Chlorella is a wellness algae, and it's a green algae. So our packaging for chlorella is green, and again, we call it recovery bits. Now, it developed about 1 billion years after spirulina, and it is truly a plant. It has a cellulose wall, it has a nucleus, and in fact, it has the hardest cellulose wall in the entire plant kingdom, and it's so hard that you have to crack it at production. And there's a couple of interesting things I want to mention about this hard cellulose wall. It is able to attach to toxins in your body. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be mercury, lead, fluoride. The athletes use it because it attaches to lactic acid, pulls lactic acid out. Mm. It pulls out alcohol, radiation. They use it at Chernobyl. They use it at Hiroshima. They use it at Fukushima. It pulls out toxins. It's unbelievable. So it's a complete chelator, and it pulls them all the way through. Some detoxers don't pull the entire toxin. We work with a lot of holistic dentists who use it with their patients who have mercury from the mammograms. So that's a very, very powerful way to pull out toxins. And in addition to, let me go back to the cellular wall. So the cellular wall is so hard that you have to crack at production. Now, the reason I want to mention it to you is because almost all the other companies use the original technique, which was to tumble it with glass beads. But they found out, the state of California tested some of these algaes and found out there was lead in the algae, because the glass heats up and lead from the algae leaks into the algae. So great. Now you're taking chlorella to pull out toxins, and at the same time you're introducing lead. Not such a smart thing.
A neurotoxin,
And 99% of the chlorella that's on the market uses that original technique. And when I started the company and I learned that it might be a possibility, I said, well, that's not going to work for us. We got to find something else. So we found a more modern, expensive technique, which is what we use. We pass our chlorella through a sound chamber, and it's the vibrations that crack the chlorella cell wall.
Oh, wow.
So
cool.
No heat. No lead. Someone said to me, oh, good vibrations with the chlorella.
Yeah, totally. I can agree with that.
So to circle back, so chlorella is a green algae that pulls out toxins and it builds your immune system. And one of the most powerful ways it builds your immune system is it has the highest concentration of chlorophyll in the world. That's why it's called chlorella. So chlorophyll, turns out, is a fat-based pigment, fat-based antioxidant. And what that does is, because it's fat-based, it helps heal the cell walls, which is so important. All of our health, our longevity, absence of illness, is all about the cell and the health of the mitochondria. So if you don't have healthy cell walls, I tell people it's like having dirty windows. Sunlight can't come in and you can't look out. The cell's the same. If you don't have healthy cell walls, nutrients can't get in and toxins can't get out. So the chlorophyll helps heal those cell walls. So that helps with the movement of toxins in, toxins out, nutrients in. So that's why it builds one of the reasons it builds your immune system so well. So it's and it has 1,000 times more chlorophyll than any other greens. So if you don't like greens, or you're not getting enough in your diet, or you're on a keto diet or paleo diet, this is the answer. Okay. No cooking either. Nothing.
Just in little bits.
Throw those babies back, and you're ready to rock.
So, would you say? I mean, I know there's more I want to actually ask you, but because I know you have a few other things on your site. But for someone like myself, I love putting stuff in a blender. I love like smoothies and things like this. You know, midday.
Yeah,
I could throw them in there. I mean, I've been taking them with water.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of people blend them up and put them in their smoothies. We fuel 5 NHL teams. And what they do is because they want the energy on the ice. So they put 3 servings, so like 75 or 90 of both energy bits and recovery bits in their smoothies before the game. And the reason why they take them at the same time, because normally we say take your energy bits before your workout so you'll have energy, and take your recovery bits afterwards because it pulls out the lactic acid. So it's a recovery fuel. But the recovery bits take about 1.5 hours to kick in because of that hard cellulose wall. So the hockey players want to be pulling the lactic acid out while they're still on the ice.
Okay.
So they put both servings into their smoothies. So absolutely use them in smoothies. We're actually launching, it will take about a year, almost like a trail mix, but it's going to be the chlorella and macadamia nuts. And I encourage you or any of your listeners just to try chewing the chlorella, the recovery bits, with macadamia nuts. I'll send you some. It is a taste not to be missed.
I like macadamia nuts, so you sold me there.
Yeah, because there's so much fat, and it's actually I think it's an omega-7. It's a unique omega. But the sea salt and the macadamias and the crunchiness of the chlorella, you swear you're eating potato chips. It is unbelievable. It doesn't happen with any other nut. It's just macadamia. So we're gonna launch a new product called Mac and Bits.
Oh my God, like the world's healthiest chip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow.
So eat them with, if you put them in a trail mix or as a garnish on your salad, we provide you with a cute little tin that you can carry with you. Mm-hmm. It's in the bag, so you can carry your bits with you wherever you go.
Okay. Yeah. I will let everybody know because I actually chewed, I think 60 of them. I think I chewed one of each, the spirulina and the chlorella.
Yeah.
You need water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most people do swallow them.
Yeah.
Well, they swallow the energy bits, which is the spirulina. But most people actually like the chlorella because it tastes like a soy nut. But you know, it is food. But you know, it's a food that you can swallow or you can chew. So it's, you know, take one to test it out. Don't do
60 of them at the same time. I mean, I had a good laugh. I'm like, wow, I should have had water with this because I was This is during a conference. I mean, talk about being wired and like alert. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So you have two other things. And just to describe to the audience, you have on there, you have skinny bits and vitality bits.
Right. Well, the skinny bits are exactly the same as energy bits. And the reason, so they're spirulina. And the reason why there's two is, as I mentioned earlier, I started the company because of my sister's health issue.
Yes.
So women's health is particularly important to me. And for the first couple of years, I noticed that women weren't buying the energy bits. So I swear to God, I asked my girlfriends, I said, why do you think that's happening? And they said, well, you need to make the packaging pink and give it a cute name. So
perfect.
I thought, okay. I can do that. Okay. So Skinny Bits was born, and women do buy. We market it more for skin and hair health and that sort of thing. And then we offer Vitality Bits, which is 50% spirulina and 50% chlorella.
Okay.
So that if you can only afford one bag or you really want simplicity, you'll get a little bit of the energy and you'll get a little bit of the immune system. And so that makes it a little bit simpler.
Okay.
And we don't promote that a lot, certainly not to athletes, because we want the athletes to have more control over their energy or the recovery. And any one of the algae, but particularly that one, is a fantastic food-based replacement for your vitamins. When you take this algae, and we can go through some of the nutrients in a few minutes.
I was going to ask about that with multivitamins and whatnot.
Yeah, you don't need a multi. You don't need fish oil, because this is your source for omega-3, and it has other essential fatty acids. You don't need calcium or magnesium. So it has all the electrolytes that you need. So there's about five things that you can replace. And by the way, almost all multivitamins are made from extracts in labs or in production facilities. And your body doesn't know how to recognize them, so that you don't absorb most of them. This is food. So your body recognizes everything, because you get all these factors and cofactors, and it's a synergistic approach to health and nutrients. So you get 99% bioavailability. So it's what I call efficient nutrition.
you actually use it.
Yeah. I also call it an intelligent food. I call it intelligent nutrition, because you have to be intelligent to use it. And it knows what to do. It's an adaptogen. It knows what to do in your body.
Okay. So the Vitality Bits are the one you say would be like a replacement for like a multivitamin or any of them?
Any of them. Okay. Because they all have 40 vitamins and minerals. They're in different proportions, which is why they do different things in your body. They're all at least 60% protein. They all have B vitamins. They all have all the minerals. And I do want to talk about a few of the nutrients
let's go.
Well, okay. So they do have different concentrations. So spirulina has the most protein. And that's important if you aren't getting enough protein in your diet, or you're vegan and you aren't eating enough meat. And they all have vitamin K. But what's really, I'm so proud of this, is I feel like a mother whose child just got an A+ at school, because we did some lab tests a couple weeks ago and we found out that they both have K2 in them as well, particularly the chlorella. Now, the reason why this is really important is that K is what comes from the greens, right? And it helps blood clotting. K2 is a completely different vitamin. And what it does is it pulls out the calcium that's gathered in your blood vessels. Most heart attacks, they are now realizing, are not caused by cholesterol. They're caused by inflammation in the blood vessels and calcification of your blood vessels, which is the hardening of the arteries that makes them inflexible, and they build up. So, and then strokes are when like a little bit of it breaks off and lodges into your blood flow or your brain. So getting the calcium out of your blood vessels is essential to preventing heart disease. But there's very few places you can get K2. You get it from grass-fed animal protein or grass-fed dairy. You get it from highly fermented foods like natto, but that's it. That's really it. And I think that's why there's so much heart disease, because there's virtually no sources of K2. And we found out there's K2 in the algae, particularly the chlorella. So much so that it'll meet your daily requirements. And I can send you some notes about this, because it's really, and the reason why it's only grass-fed beef is because here's what happens. The animals who are grass-fed eat the grass that has K1 in it. The animals have a bacteria in their gut. It's bacteria again, right?
There we go. Magic.
The bacteria in the animal's gut converts the K1 to K2, so that when we eat the dairy or the meat, we absorb the K2. But the problem is, humans do not have the same bacteria. So I tell people, you can eat a room full of kale and you won't get a drop of K2. It has to be from grass-fed beef or natto or algae. And I really urge your listeners, do your own research on K2. You'll see that everything I'm telling you is absolutely right. It's a relatively recently new vitamin. Like, they've only really understood it for about 10 years. So your doctors probably don't even know about it, but it's really critical for heart health. So that's the chlorella has the most of it. That's the recovery bits. Again, another reason why chlorella we always refer to as a health algae. Here it is again, helping you with your health.
Yeah.
Another cool thing that chlorella does is it turns out it not only does it has the highest concentration of chlorophyll, very cleansing, it has the highest concentration of tryptophan. And people, I don't know if your listeners know what tryptophan is, but it's the precursor to a neurotransmitter called serotonin, which
feel
is the
good.
It's the feel good, right? Yeah. So, you know, we used to always have our clients telling us that they could throw away their depression medication or their Zoloft after taking the algae. And we always used to wonder, like, why is that? Now I know it's got to be the tryptophan. And the other thing that tryptophan does is a precursor to melatonin, which is what helps you sleep. It's the hormone that helps you sleep better. And we have the same thing. People used to tell us, well, they sleep really well when they take this stuff at night, because we recommend you take the energy bits in the morning so you're charged up for your day.
Yeah.
And you take the recovery bits at night because your body detoxes anyways at night. So now you're helping it out. But now we realize it's helping people sleep. Like, who doesn't want more sleep? So that those are two more really powerful things that the algae offers. In fact, just on the tryptophan, it has 5 times more tryptophan than turkey, because everybody thinks, oh, turkey has the highest tryptophan. No, it's chlorella. And I can give you the numbers. I went to the Linus Pauling Institute, and they have a chart that shows all the tryptophan readings in various vegetables and food groups, and spirulina and chlorella have more.
So that's the new Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right. Or feed your turkey algae.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny because I sort of jokingly say, hey, I think Dr. Seuss probably had algae, because he wrote that book, you know, Green Eggs and Ham. And I'm like, where do you think the green came from?
Yeah. Hey. Oh, so cool.
Yeah. Well, and one other thing I want to mention is that omega-3, because, you know, what's happening is finally 10 years ago, doctors and the community, consumers realized the importance of omega-3.
Yes.
Because it reduces inflammation. So then for the last 10 years, there's been massive overfishing in the oceans for fish, because that's where everybody's getting their omega-3 from. But what they've also now realized is that virtually all those fish oils go rancid very quickly. It's impossible not to go rancid. And there's, again, lots of studies about this. So here you are taking omega-3 to reduce inflammation, and you're taking something that actually introduces it. And so I tell people, why don't you get the omega-3 from where the fish get it from? The fish don't create omega-3. They get it from algae. So even Dr. Oz says algae is the pure source. I mean, you don't get any closer to the bottom of the food chain than algae.
Yeah.
And because ours is grown in clean, pure, safe water, you'll never run into any toxicity issues. There's no rancid issues. If you're vegan, no issue. If you're interested in sustainability and eco-friendliness, no issues. So it's truly the safer, better source of omega-3. So we're really proud of that.
I was going to actually ask about the omega-3s. So let's jump in. I'm an athlete. I'm training for an ultra marathon.
Woo!
Right?
So all right.
My first ever. A little crazy in my head, but some people, I spoke to a patient yesterday. She's running an ultra marathon in Jordan in 2019, she said. It's 250 miles.
So oh, my God.
It's, I think, whatever that is, 6 marathons or however many marathons.
Yeah.
In over the course of 5 days. So
wow.
I felt a little like, oh, I'm not really running at this point. But nonetheless. So,
well, you're running for it, and I just walk.
Yeah. Well, I want to finish. That's the goal. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started taking the energy bits. So like the hockey players you're talking about, I should really focus on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. And we'll get some for you to, so as I mentioned, I did speak often at triathlon clubs, and I'll send you a report that I created, because they needed to know why, from a biochemistry perspective, it gave them energy. And so I could spell it out. I'll give you some top notes. So all the protein that's in there, mm-hmm, is already in amino acid form. So your body doesn't, you don't have to expend any. You don't have to expend any energy to get it. So you get some energy back. There's no digestion required. So there's 15% of your body's energy is always sent on digestion. So you get that energy back. Spirulina is a nitric oxide based algae. Nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. It's called a vasodilator. Mm-hmm. So what that does is allows more blood flow. So you're getting more nutrients and more oxygen. So you don't fatigue. It has all the B vitamins, including B12. And if you go, I hope your listeners never use any of those energy drinks, but what's giving you energy in those energy drinks are the B vitamins and sugar. So the algae has all the B vitamins, and B vitamins convert glucose to energy. So you're covered there. It has all that omega-3 and the K2, which cleans the blood flow also. And so it gives you more focus. This is what the one surprise athletes are never expecting is they get the physical energy, but also the mental energy. And when you're an athlete, one of the first things to go when you're fatigued is your focus. And it's really hard. So this keeps your focus on, really attuned. And one of the other cool things is, it's loaded with iron. Of course, iron carries oxygen. And if you have enough oxygen, then you don't fatigue. And algae is very alkaline. And I'll give you a little nerd moment here.
I love it.
So your hemoglobin are round, and they have the iron atom in the middle. And there's a negative charge around the hemoglobin, so they repel one another. And that allows them to stay in the perfect shape so they can hold the oxygen and travel into the 70 million or billion trillion capillaries, so everything's moving properly. But when you are an athlete, you're releasing lactic acid, and for a very brief moment, that strips off the negative charge on the hemoglobin. So now they clump together. Two things happen. Now they're distorted in shape, so they can no longer carry the iron atom, so they can no longer carry the oxygen, so you fatigue from that. And they're fat. They're all clumped and distorted. And I can, again, show you pictures of this. And so they can't fit into the tiny capillaries. So those muscles fatigue. The algae is so alkaline, it restores the negative charge back on. It gets rid of the lactic acid, because I said it pulls it out, and it restores the negative charge. So now the hemoglobin are the proper shape again, so they can carry the oxygen, can travel where they need to go, and you don't fatigue. It's really pretty neat. It's really amazing. Yeah. So that's why we've done some VO2 tests. With all the cyclists, there was all this lots of blood doping going on, which is basically to introduce more oxygen. They reoxygenate the blood, which it's illegal because it's an unfair advantage. But you know what? Algae basically does the same thing because of all the attributes I just described. But it's just a food. It's just something that you take as you would anything else when you're riding. So you will have an athletic advantage when you have the spirulina.
Well, this is cool. So that may ask another question, because I'm already thinking about my event, which is in May. So I would take this before, if I chew them or whatever, just get them directly to the system in the beginning. Would it be wise to have, another batch? Because this may take, 7 or 8 hours for me to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we have, I can send you some more single servings because they're really handy. You can either buy single servings from Amazon or from our practitioners, because we don't actually sell them on our website, but I'll get you some. Because what you would do is tuck two or three in your shorts. Mm-hmm. And whenever you're starting to feel a little fatigued, take 15 or 30, and within about 5 or 10 minutes, you'll feel fine again. Okay. We have had ultra runners go 100, 200 miles on just water and out in the spirulina.
I'm going to test it totally. Yeah. I mean, I feel amazing when I have just been taking it just on regular light training.
Yeah.
I haven't done it with a big, 10, 20, 30 mile distance. So I can't wait to experience it.
Once you start working with algae, you don't want anything else, because the best way to describe it is you just feel fresh. You feel alert. You feel ready. You feel like you've had a great night's sleep, and you don't want to stop. We had this one woman who was so anemic, and she was so waiting for the algae to arrive, and she lived in the country. So she said she got it in her mailbox. She opened it up in the mail before she even got to her house. She's, you know, plowed them back. She says, by the time she says bye, by the time she got to the door, she was already feeling great. She says she had so much energy, and normally she was anemic. She redecorated the house. She painted her kitchen. She says she had so much energy. She hadn't felt like that in like 5 years. That was like just on a few. So
this is so cool. I'm really glad we got to talking.
Well, I the only credit I will take for this product is the purity and the safety. And we do lab tests that we send to all our practitioners so that you can see there's no toxins, and the trying to educate people and package it in a way that's, you know, consumer friendly. But this is Mother Nature at her best. Like, she created this. We don't add anything to it, and we don't take anything away from it. It is as pure, the original, you know, Earth Mama as you can get.
Totally fits the philosophy of our company and my life to a T, which I think is so cool.
We just pretty her up and make sure she's safe.
Hey, listen, I like that. Listen, we as humans have done pretty yucky things to the planet, so I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
So
just
for the athletes, and this was really cool that you were saying this, and I was even thinking more along the lines, not even like the physical energy. I didn't experience this until my first trail marathon last year, is that the head game is 1,000 times harder than the physical game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that you're saying this is helping with the head. I'm like, my God.
It's unbelievable. You just feel alert. And so you don't have to muscle your way through your race. You get into the flow and you just keep going. It doesn't matter whether you're swimming or running. We have surgeons, truck drivers. If you want the focus, we have students who use them for exams.
We're going to get this out. I mean, I'm going to have get it out of my practice, but as well as, you know, through our, if you will, our digital stream, you know, through the podcast.
Because
I think a lot of the athletes that listen, I mean, we have a lot of CrossFitters. We have a lot of people that are distance athletes. We have like, just like, you know, I hate to use the word average Joe, but we have like, you know, your student, your mom that has four kids, it's, you know, pulling her hair out because her job is probably the hardest thing in the world. So like to bring this to these people, I think is just going to be life changing. So, and it's simple. You know, it's like you get it in your door, you get it in the mail, and you take it.
Yeah, no cooking, no prep, nothing. And and pets love it too. So it's the safest. So I say, I'm just always so glad when somebody orders from us, because we know we're making a difference in their life. And we're here to educate people. That's why I go everywhere I can, just to give people the science so they know there's no smoke and mirrors. I mean, I've been at this, like I said, almost 8 or 9 years, and we're still so tiny, but I did that to preserve the integrity of the company and the way that we're addressing the world with this.
Yeah. You mentioned another heartstring of mine, which is animals.
Yes. Okay.
So I have a dog. I'm a dog guy. Which one would be more ideal to give to a pet?
Well, it's just like your pets have different health needs as humans. So if you're, we had some lots of dog walkers. I live in Boston, and so they were giving them to their dog. It's an expensive treat, I will say, but their coat would be shinier, their eyes would be brighter, their breath would be fresher, their digestion is better, their energy is better. But again, if they have a health issue, the chlorella will pull out the toxins, but probably the spirulina is the better one to start. But I will just warn you, your pets will love it. We have a woman who has five calico cats. She lives in a three-story Victorian, and she says she'll pull that bag out of the fridge, and even if the cats are at the top floor, they hear it, and they're circling around her feet, and they want some. And we've had at least a dozen people tell us that situations where they left it on the counter for a brief moment, their dog leapt up to the counter and ripped the bag open and literally ate the entire bag. One woman was, you know, terrified because it was a lap dog. She says, "Will he die?" And I said, "No, he might just have some, you know, green poop and he'll be fine." So you know, but speaking of which, your poop will be green a little bit if you have it every day like I do.
Yeah.
But yes, but the animals, they love it. And animals are smart, right?
They
know what's good for
them. They innately know.
And that's why sometimes when your pet, especially dogs, if they're sick, they will go out and eat grass, because they innately know the chlorophyll is cleansing. The chlorophyll is cleansing.
Okay, that's great.
And then again, so here you are having something with the very high intensity, the highest of chlorophyll.
So you said
the world.
Spirulina was the one for the pets.
Well, but
or the
again,
other
both
one.
of them.
Oh, both of them. But
both
like,
them,
I have a
probably.
healthy, I have a healthy animal,
Yes.
and I have a puppy.
Yes. Yeah. So Spirulina. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
And I tell people, you know, it's probably one of the few things that you and your pet can both enjoy together.
Yes, it's true. It's true. I'm not eating raw food with my dog.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you've given quite a bit of awesome information. I'm getting like overly excited here. Maybe it's because between that and taking this stuff about 10
right.
minutes before I got on with you.
I know. I'm incorrigible because once you get me talking about algae, I am so knowledgeable, I get so enthusiastic. So yeah, I apologize.
The passion comes through, and that's what I really like. And when we find people that have like a love, I mean, like their life's purpose, that's it comes through. It's so good. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we can give three bits of information here rather than
sure.
little nuggets, we want bits now. Like to-dos. I know we're going to tell people to get algae, and we're going to give them a code, you know, on the website to
yes
to, Life, to order
Lifestyle Locker.
Perfect. Yep. That's your promo code, people. Lifestyle Locker.
Lifestyle Locker gives you 20% off.
Yes, so do that.
For life.
Exactly. even better. Way cool.
And when you take algae, you're going to live forever.
Exactly. That works.
Like me. I'm going to be around for another 100 years.
Yeah. So if you could give three good nuggets or bits. Not gold, but green bits of information to share with the audience that you think they could be like impactful for their lifestyle starting today. And I know you were going to use the one that's you got to find algae. You got to start taking this stuff.
Yeah.
So give us at least two more things that you think will be impactful to people's lives.
In general or related to algae?
Yes.
Well, we're all so busy and stressed that it takes a toll on our immune system and our hormonal system. And so everybody wants more energy and they need more sleep. So if you want one thing that's going to help with both of those, it would be the spirulina algae. And so everybody needs more energy and they need more sleep. The second thing is we need more simplicity. We've gotten ourselves in such complex lives that there's clutter, emotional clutter, spiritual clutter, physical clutter, and it's so hard to listen to your own voice, your soul. So when you're so busy and so cluttered, so strip things down, simplify, and algae again helps with that because it gives you everything you need nutritionally from one source that's a plant. So the other thing would be, I guess, just to give yourself more self-care, more self-love. And you know, I've had to do this myself because I've been so focused on the company, but, what makes you happy? That should be what drives you in your day, and your choices will automatically fall. The things that are cluttering your life will fall away. The things that aren't good for you will fall away because you're living your life for your own purpose, your own joy. And it's joy is actually a very simple thing. When you look at it, it's good health, lots of love, and just caring for your body physically and emotionally and spiritually. So those would be the three things. And fortunately, algae fits into all three of those.
Hey, perfect. But that's so great. No. So I want to thank you so much. This has been an awesome conversation. And again, I'm so glad that
Thank you.
I stumbled over to the booth and walked away energized.
Yeah. Well, there are no coincidences. There are no coincidences in life. I've learned. That's what I've learned.
It's good.
Great.
So everybody at Lifestyle Locker, you know, once they get through this podcast and they're going to listen through the end because your energy is contagious. Right.
Because I eat so much algae.
Exactly. Right. They're on. I think they're going to be on board. And I'm doing my race with a few people. A few other athletes that will be introduced, you know, this afternoon. Well, before it airs, but it'll be introduced this afternoon to Energy
Excellent.
Bits. So,
Excellent.
So All thank right. you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It was a real honor to be here.
Yes. Catherine was awesome. Locker Nation. Come on, give her a hand. That was so cool. So let me give you a little bit of a story about Energy Bits. I started taking them pretty regularly since the beginning of March, and I've taken both the spirulina, which I took mostly, the chlorella I took less because I had less of the product, but when I had gotten all of it, and I started to do longer runs. I was doing what she did with the hockey teams. I actually took both the spirulina and the chlorella at the same exact time, and when I did that, I was able, in my longer runs, to actually break through some of these barriers and, like, bonking, and it's super cool. So I have another big run coming up next week, real long one, which I will probably dose on the spirulina midway through as well. So, you know, I'm going to be running with little pouches, these little packets that she spoke about with me. It's going to be kind of funny. People are going to be taking all these chemical-laden whatevers. And I'm going to be the organic guy with some algae, so maybe some pink Himalayan salt in my water, and rocking and rolling. And probably some extra calories as I do these long runs, because this one is 32 miles. And so go ahead, check out energybits.com. Get there. Put in the code Lifestyle Locker, and you actually will get 20% off of your order. Go ahead and do that. This password, or this pass code, or promo code will be good for a lifetime. So make sure you do use it. Make sure you get over to lifestylelocker.com and share from there as well. You can put direct links onto Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything directly from our website. And like us on Facebook and follow me on Instagram at Dr. Josh Hant, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.